Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, then what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hi there. You're welcome to Enrich. I'm glad to have you here today listening to me. Enrich is a Jesus-centered podcast with nutrients to build you and enrich you. Please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss any episode, you don't miss any update. And also follow us on Instagram at @enrich_podcast to follow our weekly affirmation and inspirational dose. I'm your host, Oluchi Adjogu, and I want to specially welcome you to episode 6, season 2 of this podcast. Today, we'll be looking at the power of diligence. In the last episode, we looked at the meaning of diligence. We got to know what diligence means. And then today, we'll be looking at its power. So sit tight. You have to listen to the end. Now, this season, we are serving a buffet of wisdom. And the dish for this month is diligence. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Stay tuned and stay with us. Let's pray before we go ahead and consume. Thank you, Jesus, for another episode. Thank you, Jesus, for the life of the person listening to this podcast. I ask, Lord, that you speak through me and that at the end of this episode, we would leave enriched in Jesus' name. Amen. You must be prepared to give something for something, you know. Anything in life that is worthwhile is going to take some work. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to be diligent to finish. You have to be diligent enough to finish well. Now, it is especially at those moments you feel like giving up because there is no result, that you should press on even harder. Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the negligent and lazy will be put to forced labor. This is a verse that we're going to be coming across in several episodes to come. Now, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the negligent and lazy will be put to forced labor. Proverbs 22:29 also says, "See thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men." We looked at this particular verse in the last episode, and then the power of diligence, I want you to understand, takes you from the realm of mediocrity to the realm of success. It transforms you. It takes you from a level of average to an outstanding level, to a level of respect and a level where you'll be acknowledged. Just like the verse of the Bible said, if you see a person that is diligent in any of his or her doing, that person doesn't just stand or sit amongst mean men. That person is found amongst kings and queens. That person is distinguished, respected, and acknowledged. So if you're wondering why, you know, you're not respected or you're not acknowledged in a particular field, then you should watch the level of your diligence. Diligence is engaging in hard work. I want you to know that talent, you know, you might be gifted, you might be talented, but in as much as it's so good to be talented, talent never beats hard work. Never. So if you are talented, if you are gifted but not diligent, there will be no difference. It will make no difference. If you're going to see the top and stay at the top, then diligence is a requirement. You can see the top, but without diligence, you would end up in frustration. So it's not just enough to see the top. It's not just enough to be able to see that place where you want to be. You also have to stay there. It's not also enough to get there. You have to stay there. And what will keep you there is diligence. It is not enough to have a vision. If you are not diligent enough to follow it, then there is no use. If you have a vision, that is beautiful. If you have your goals, your plans, all of that, excellent. But then you have to be diligent enough to follow it, to continue even when it seems like there are no results coming forth. Only then would you make progress. Because if you just give up, okay, because I've been doing this for a while now and I've not seen any results, and you just give up, and nothing would come out of all your efforts. Another thing about diligence is it has to do with giving yourself to the work, or giving yourself to whatever it is you are engaged in. To experience the power of diligence, you need to give yourself to what you are doing. I don't know what it is you are doing, be it your academics, be it your profession, your business, your family, you have to give yourself to it. Now, the power of diligence, what can it do? There are a whole lot of things diligence can do. Diligence is that kind of thing that works miracles. It's just like, wow, how did this just happen? And that's how a lot of people see it. They just ask you, how did this just happen? And most people don't know that you've been putting in so much work, not just work, but so much careful work to attain great heights. One thing the power of diligence can do is it helps you to obey God. Yes, diligence helps you obey God. Obeying God is hard work on its own. Honestly, it takes diligence to be consistent with God, to do what He asks you to do, to follow through with Him, to walk with Him. You need diligence. And it takes diligence to pray, to study your Bible daily. Even on those days you just wake up and you don't feel like doing anything, diligence, the power of diligence, helps you obey God. And when you are able to obey God, your life will be structured. He will guide you on what to do. When you are diligent enough to listen to Him, God is interested in every area of our lives. Every area of your life, He is interested in it. And if you can just give yourself to Him, okay, God, I want you to help me. Help me. Then He would guide you. He would direct your affairs, and He would teach you diligence. He teaches diligence. He's a very diligent God. Yes. He's an excellent God, and He's a diligent God. And to attain excellence, you need diligence. Another thing the power of diligence can do is it helps you attain leadership. Leadership is, to some people, a position that is very enviable. But the Bible says it is only the hand of the diligent that would rule. So when you are careful about your endeavor, when you carefully and steadily engage in something, it brings out the best in you. One other thing the power of diligence does is it makes you escape decay or destruction. If you don't use a thing for some time, it starts to decay. But then diligence helps you put consistent effort into something. 4, diligence helps you escape poverty. Let's remember, the Bible says, the soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Proverbs 13:4. The diligent have something to show for their lives, and then the lazy have nothing to show for themselves. Finally, for this episode, the power of diligence equips you and helps you attain excellence. Yes. Diligent people sit amongst kings and queens. When you are diligent, you develop mastery of whatever it is you're diligent in. And when you develop mastery of a thing, you become outstanding, and that positions you for excellence. I pray that God gives you the grace to be diligent. I pray that God gives me the grace to be diligent. We are going to be learning how to be diligent in subsequent episodes. But regardless of that, we need God to still help us. We need God to help us be diligent. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Subscribe to this podcast if you haven't. Please drop your review, your feedbacks, as it will help others find this podcast. If you have opinions and suggestions you would love to share, I would love to listen to them. I would love to read them. Please send them to enrichpodcast1@gmail.com. We will be having a really special episode. The next episode is going to be special. You really don't want to miss it. Please share this podcast with your friends, with your family. Stay tuned and stay blessed.